Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Ojeda. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Ojeda. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting second. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting third. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave Concepcion. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Lloyd McClendon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Browning. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Browning. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strawberry moves to third. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Strawberry tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sasky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Concepcion hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Teufel catches it and throws to first to double up Szaski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster hits a pop-up into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Ojeda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ojeda strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McClendon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Browning hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Browning reaches second base with a double. There goes McClendon trying to get to home. McReynolds throws the ball into Carter, who tags McClendon for the out. Browning moves to third. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Browning scores. It's Mets, 1, Reds, 1. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Ojeda. Larkin moves to second. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Teufel moves to second. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Szaski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. Teufel moves to third. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Teufel scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to second. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Szaski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Szaski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Szaski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Ojeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ojeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Ojeda hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Concepcion reaches second base with a double. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Concepcion moves to third. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McClendon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McClendon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Concepcion scores. 2 outs. It's Mets, 2, Reds, 2. Tom Browning is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Browning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Browning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Ojeda covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carter is hit by the pitch. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 0-for-2 in the game. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Davis steals second. Nick Esaski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Esaski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Esaski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Leo Garcia now playing left field. Lloyd McClendon now catching. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. Elster hits a fly ball into left field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Browning. Wilson scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Teufel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Teufel is hit by the pitch. Rob Murphy now pitching. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Teufel is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra now playing center field. Mukey Wilson now playing right field. Leo Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Concepcion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McClendon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McClendon hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Concepcion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dykstra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Rijo now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykstra moves to second. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Dave Collins pinch hits for Jose Rijo. Roger McDowell now pitching. Barry Lyons now catching. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sabo is 0-for-3 in the game. Sabo hits a line drive into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to second. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sasky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sasky hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Larkin scores. Davis moves to third. It's 5-4, Mets. Randy Myers now pitching. Tracy Jones pinch hits for Leo Garcia. Tracy Jones is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Sasky moves to third. It's Mets, 5, Reds, 5. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Concepcion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Concepcion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel catches it and throws to first to double up Jones. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Reds 5. The Mets will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Dave Collins now playing left field. Howard Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Elster is 0-for-3 in the game. Elster bunts in front of the plate. McClendon fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larkin. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Mets. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Wilson. The throw from McClendon and he is out, Concepcion applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Neill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McClendon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClendon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Collins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Larkin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.